He is rejected by most of the people who think rationally. The only way by which deism thrives or protects itself is by saying that the statement about God that we are making is a dogma. It is not to be questioned. And very often this dogma is coupled with another idea that while humanity in general can never know God, can never have access to God, sometimes God stands on this earth a prophet or prophets who alone can know, others cannot know. Or a Messiah is born on the earth, Son of God. And it is He can give you the knowledge of that God. You can have piety, sense of holiness, some purity, some kind of feeling or presence of the divine. But more than that, what you have to do is simply to follow God's will, what He has asked you to do. And if you give your allegiance to that God, you are saved. If you don't, you are punished. Now these ideas collide with the rational thought so much that most of the rationalists reject this idea of God. Along with that, even some of the true elements of deism, even what is true behind deism, is also rejected. How can there be a God who is merciful? Why does He create a system in which individuals are thrown into hellfire? What is justice in it? What is goodness in it? If God is God, He is omnipotent, why does He create this kind of world if He has created the world? Why does He employ the method of punishment? Even modern civilized man does not now favor the method of punishment. So it may seem that God is even inferior to a civilized man because He uses the method of punishment, and a very heavy punishment. If He wants to improve the individuals, why does He not find some better methods of improving the children? If He is omnipotent, why this kind of method in which hellfire is to be experienced? These and other questions arise in the minds of those who think rationally and who question the dogmas. There is therefore an opposite view which many rationalists seem to admit more easily, which says that God is not above the world. God is not transcendent of the world. God is nothing but the totality of the world. The sum total of all that is in the world is God. God and allness is the same thing. God is all. All is God. This is the view of pantheism, as opposed to deism. Pantheism, pan means all, theism means God. All is God.
Then why come when we say His will, what we are doing is His will. He is there. We are the instrument. And then how can we, you know, that's what generally people doubt. He prepared the world, He created us, everything, and we are doing according to His will. We are the nimitta matra. Then why? Why we are doing bad, and why the punishment? Some people are good and some are bad. Everything is happening according to His will.
Yeah, but that is a question which is raised against deism.
Yeah.
So pantheism now answers that all that is there in the world is God. The only problem with pantheism is that evident in the world, everything is not beautiful. Everything is not good. How can you therefore say that ugliness is also God? If all is God, ugliness is a part of the world, how can ugliness be God? How can cruelty be God, because cruelty also exists in the world? Therefore, it is felt that we have to find an answer to this question. If all is God, then pantheist answers saying that what is ugly looks ugly only from a certain point of view. But if you look at the whole totality, that ugliness is seen to be a part of beauty. It is like seeing the whole picture and seeing a part of the picture. A part of the picture may look to be ugly, but when you look the whole, then it looks fully beautiful. Similarly, a part of the action may seem to be wrong, to be unkind, to be cruel. When you see the totality of the whole, then you see that that action which was cruel is actually kind. This is the argument which is put forward by the pantheist. But this does not satisfy, because if this is true, then all that happens in the world is to be allowed to be happening. You don't need to do anything at all. All is God. Everything is good in this world. Whatever you are doing is good. Whatever you can do is good. Therefore, the entire endeavor of man to reject evil and to establish good does not find a justification in this scheme of things. So this pantheistic idea, which is called the idea of God as immanent, is also rejected.